Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In-app only.
Hey friends, it's Ken Carmen.
And Anthony Lima.
Did you know that the Ken Carmen Show with Anthony Lima is both a radio show and a podcast?
You can find us anytime on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, or wherever you get your pods.
Catch the full episode, listen by the hour, or jump straight to the highlights.
Just open up your favorite podcast app, search our names, and hit the follow button to get every minute of the show.
Your way and on your time.
Checked in with the chat.
Oh, yeah? You chatting it up?
Yeah. Oh, you know, we're on YouTube.
Do you have any super chats yet or no?
What is that?
A super chat is when people give money to then have their comment rise to the top of the boards.
Why would you do that?
It's what people do. They're like, here's $5 super chat. And then their comment goes to the top of the board.
Where does the money go?
To the creator's pocket. So, like, not us. Yeah. The fan would get that money.
Oh, that's good.
I don't think they break us off a piece of the super chats. That's kind of that's a good angle, though. Future contract negotiations. I just want a little cut of that super chat money.
Do I gotta get 10% of the vig on that?
Yeah, I want a little cut of the super chat, please.
So it's a cool idea. I should say it's a cool idea.
No, you don't love the idea.
Well, no. I think it's the branding that bugs me. Super chat just feels like a very lazy way of branding it. It's you've had chat.
Now it's
super. Have you had super chat?
Well, no, the weird thing about that is that it was a whole boardroom of people that came up with that, and they thought about that for months before they rolled it out. It was like, we're going to call it a super chat.
There's one guy within YouTube that has risen at least 3 ranks in the company simply because he added super ahead of chat, then they put it together.
So you see Jack in that corner office?
Yeah.
That man came up with the super chat, and we are better for it.
So while the Browns' loss was certainly humiliating, can we all agree? I'm glad I'm not a Cardinals fan today. I mean, I'm glad I'm not a Cardinals fan in general because, oof. But
yeah, that ownership stinks. Broke franchise. It's been miserable for them.
When you're up 21-6 with 12 minutes to go, and Amari DiMercato fumbles on a 76-yard touchdown run as he crosses into the end zone, still wasn't the worst part of the whole game.
Yeah.
Still also not the entire reason why they lost the game either, just while we're clear.
Yeah, no. I mean, some people are saying they're trying to put it up there with Dennis Green's, obviously the big speech and everything. Like, they're trying to find out if this is, up until that point, one of the worst losses the Cardinals have ever had.
Mm-hmm.
Like, because there's not, it's not just one thing. It's not just dropping the ball before the end zone, which, by the way, we watched a Colts player do that last week as well. Just run 2 more feet, guys. It's not that hard. But it's also that play with Cam Ward late in the game as well that should have sealed it. Once you have an interception in that spot, it was a 9-point game with about 4.5 minutes left to go. That's blouses. That's game over.
I don't give a rip what your name is. If you fumble going into the end zone and you don't recover it, I think it should be mandated across the league. You just get cut.
You just gone.
I almost said fired, and I was like, that's not what we call it in football. But no, I think you should get cut on the spot. Dodo brain move. And again, I'm going to defend Amari DiMercato in a second. It's just such a Dodo move.
But the difference there, though, so like if we wanted to say Andre Schmidt should lose his job because he missed a field goal, it's like, all right, fine. Yeah. You missed the field goal. You were nowhere close. And Schmidt's done a good job recently, but you know what I mean? It's like, all right, I get it. You
I
messed
think he's
up.
Still Schmidt.
But with Mitchell with the Colts and then in this situation with the Cardinals yesterday, both players had outstanding plays to lead up to them being bozos.
Yep.
A massive difference to me.
Yep. Not for me. No.
That's like a 71-yard run
But it's so dumb. Like a missed kick could just be you have the yips or maybe you got bubble guts. Like there's a million reasons why you can just miss a kick wide right. And it's 35-yarder is really pathetic at this point.
So I see what you're saying though. So it's made you too dumb to function.
Yes. Yes, if you're run 76 yards.
Football intelligence that you can't get past.
In fairness, he ran 70 yards and kind of jogged the next 6 yards.
I actually thought he was in. I mean, I know they slowed it down and showed that he wasn't, but like when you're watching it in real time, I thought he would clear it by 3 yards.
In fairness, I think they should just give him the damn touchdown. I don't know why we're taking it off the board, but still.
This is like
IQ
when they
test.
Slow down instant replay to see that the runner came off the bag by like just inches after they slowed it down and then he's out. It's like, come on.
So, but see, I think what we're...
That's not the spirit of what we're trying to do here.
I will tell you, that does say one thing about us that does not exist in sports, that we're actually humans, because most sports viewing audience has no mercy, which is honestly what I'm saying about just this play in general. But there is a part of me that you and I both go, I'm just give it to the guy. That's not...
Yeah.
Unfortunately, the bloodlust would come out if you ever were like, well, okay, by the letter of the law, it should be a fumble. The game should be...
Oh, just wait until it happens against your team. Then all of a sudden, everyone becomes police officers and we're playing by the law.
So you've mentioned a few different things that cost them the game.
Yeah, there was three major ones, but there's probably like seven things that cost them the game.
I'll tell you why they lost. It's because their head coach. I know Jonathan Gannon's a local kid, mm-hmm. got a lot of love, happy for him for the success he's had. In that moment, when Amari DiMarcato comes over the sideline, you've got multiple leaders going over, including your left tackle, going over, giving this kid love, saying, hey, man, we're still in this. We got you. Anyone could have made that mistake. Whether those things are true or not doesn't matter.
Yeah.
For Jonathan Gannon to go, he didn't just go off on him. He had to be separated from Amari DiMarcato. You lost your composure. You cannot be surprised then that the rest of your team lost composure. And that to me, like, Kevin Stefanski lost composure in a very different way. And he took his eye off the ball, he got outcoached, and lost his ass. What Jonathan Gannon did is the same penalty, which is you were still up by that point,
yeah,
two scores. And by allowing that to happen, you completely deflated your team, as opposed to if you had just let him step back and let your leaders take care of Amari DiMarcato.
I think he's starting to feel it, is what's happening here. Remember, the Cardinals were a completion away from basically putting that 49ers game in week 3 on ice. They lost that one. They were badly outplayed by the Seahawks back in week 4, but then they had the late comeback that pushed them into overtime. Like I think Gannon is just feeling it in a way that you see, because this is not a 2-3 football team. If you go off just what I laid out right there and then just really just used past games included, that 49ers game, this team easily should be 3-2, 4-1.
I think so. You might be right on that. Okay, so I do want to give credence to what you're saying. What I'm saying
is,
and
the Packers up over the next two games. I think Gannon just understands like he had to win that game, and they melted down.
I think John Gannon's already a bit of a Tommy Toughnuts.
Might be right.
Like I always talk about leader of men. Leader of men does not equate to screaming at dudes. Leader of men is about being straightforward with guys. It is about setting a tone, setting an expectation, and then coaching to that tone and that expectation. Jonathan Gannon is to me the cliche of what people think a leader of men is. And in the moment, like, listen, I don't love Kevin Stefanski just being, I guess it's a fumble. I don't love that either.
Mm-hmm.
But you cannot, when you're still ahead by that much,
yeah,
you cannot go away. Make sure you go over to a player who's getting his first, who, by the way, is your third string running back. You cannot go over to him, berate him to the point where people are trying to pull you away and you're not letting them, by the way, which is a whole nother master's class in assery. But to then to go back to your coaching post in sulk, you lost the game, not DiMarcato. As a matter of fact, there were 7 losing plays in there. Amari's was the first. The next 6 were on Gannon to me.
Yeah, I just always think, like, what does that help in that moment? You know, I think there's certain times where you can get on a player and it actually does. It benefits them in some sort of way, or maybe it's enlightening to them in some sort of way. But in that moment, you think he didn't know what a dumb thing.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In-app only.
Hey friends, it's Ken Carmen
and Anthony Lima.
Did you know that the Ken Carmen Show with Anthony Lima is both a radio show and a podcast?
You can find us anytime on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, or wherever you get your pods.
Catch the full episode, listen by the hour, or jump straight to the highlights.
Just open up your favorite podcast app, search our names, and hit the follow button to get every minute of the show.
Your way and on your time.
And that was... He knows it. You're just, that's salt in the wound is all that is. It just makes no sense to me. By the way, this next-gen stat, the average win probability for the Titans at any point during this game was 12.1%. That's the lowest for any winning team in any game since 2016.
Also, you
they
might have...
They weren't supposed to win this, and it's very obvious they weren't supposed to win this.
Also, you might have just bought Brian Callahan more time, which is equally unjust for Titans fans who have to watch him coach that team.
He's gonna get his. I think he knows that. I say that if like I have like some sort of vendetta against Brian Callahan. He'll get his.
Yeah.
No, listen, he's not very good at his job.
Karma's coming for Brian Callahan. and for taking Bill Callahan from us. If Amari DiMercato was a Browns player, would you want him cut after that fumble? I would imagine whatever the Andre Schmidt, Schmidt moment was, the Amari DiMercato thing, it would have been a bloodbath today on Cleveland radio.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In-app only.
Hey friends, it's Ken Carmen
and Anthony Lima.
Did you know that the Ken Carmen Show with Anthony Lima is both a radio show and a podcast?
You can find us anytime on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, or wherever you get your pods.
Catch the full episode, listen by the hour, or jump straight to the highlights.
Just open up your favorite podcast app, search our names, and hit the follow button to get every minute of the show.
Your way and on your time.